China attacks Israel by comparing anti-Hamas operation to Uyghur genocide. By John Hayward on November 3, 2023. A Chinese government propaganda post published on social media this week suggested China's genocidal treatment of the Uyghur Muslims is more humane than Israel's operation against the Hamas terrorists in Gaza. The French caption sans titre means no comment needed, or as it might be said in American vernacular, nuff said. The meaning is clearly that China's horrendous systematic abuse of the captive Uyghur population has brought the Uyghurs peace and prosperity, compared to Israel's bombing of Gaza. Breaking: huge trove of files obtained by hacking into Xinjiang police re-education camp computers contain first-ever image material from inside camps. Reveal Chen Guangguo issuing shoot-to-kill orders. Xi Jinping demanding new camps because existing ones are overcrowded. pic.twitter.com/6k19wxf0lx. Adrian Zenz, at Adrian Zenz, May 24, 2022. China has been credibly accused of genocide by governments around the world, including the United States, for herding millions of Uyghurs into gigantic concentration camps and forcibly re-educating them to embrace Chinese communist dogma instead of their religion. Inmates of the camps have been hideously abused and tortured outright. The regime in Beijing has used forced abortions and contraceptives to trim down the Uyghur population. Survivors of the camps are sold to Chinese companies as forced labor, creating an enormous moral hazard for foreigners who do business with China. Entire industries, including garment production and seafood, are tainted with Uyghur slave labor. In January 2021, then-Secretary of State Mike Pompeo formally declared China's abuse of the Uyghurs to be genocidal. Last month, 51 United Nations member nations issued a joint declaration condemning China for crimes against humanity and called on Beijing to end its ongoing violations of Uyghur human rights. Uyghur activists and human rights experts said they were shocked and disgusted by China's propaganda, as quoted by the South China Morning Post, SCMP, on Wednesday. I see the pictures, but you see people there, it just shows buildings. Genocide comes in all different ways, bombs don't need to be dropped. Ramila Kanishev, president of the Australian Uyghur Tangrata Women's Association, AUTWA, told Yahoo News Australia after seeing the post. Dr. Melanie O'Brien, visiting professor at the University of Minnesota and president of the International Association of Genocide Scholars, told Yahoo News she was shocked to see the post because state-run Chinese social media accounts are usually far more measured. You can certainly commit genocide without razing buildings to the ground, she said, echoing Kanishev's words. There's no way you can compare this. There's no tiny street in East Turkestan where you can even speak or throw a rock, UK director for the World Uyghur Congress Rahima Mahmood told Newsweek. East Turkestan is the historic Uyghur name for the territory China calls Xinjiang. China has destroyed the very essence of Uyghurs' lives and identity. Not just their homes, added Salih Hutir, prime minister for the Uyghurs' East Turkestan government in exile. Those who willingly accept this propaganda are only greenlighting Beijing's aggressive colonialism and genocide, he said. Hutir said that if Uyghurs were given anywhere near the funding pumped into Palestinian causes by the world community, they could have built a prosperous, independent East Turkestan on their own. The backlash was apparently too much for China's director of cultural affairs in Pakistan, Zhang Hekiang, who originally retweeted the post from the Chinese embassy in Paris, but later deleted his own post.